Hey there, everyone. I had one of my online friends, Chris Lane, ask me today on Twitter if I always use the plug-in-based type of image processors, or if I still manually do adjustments and layers, channels, dodging and burning and whatnot in things like Photoshop. And I wanted to answer the question here. I thought I could do it a little more thoroughly than I could on Twitter. And to answer that question is, as much as I love applications like Perfect Photo Suite 7 now and 6 before, I don't use them on every image. I look at them as just another tool in the toolbox. And now, the thing that I need that tool for, those things are invaluable for. Black and white conversion is a perfect example. Prior to the new Photo Suite 7, I would use Nik Silver FX Pro for every single image that I was going to convert to black and white, because simply it was the right tool for the job. Now, I'm a firm believer that Perfect Black and White just became the preferred perfect tool for that job, and so it has replaced Silver FX Pro in my lineup. But I still enjoy doing a lot of that more interactive type of editing, the dodging and burning, layer masks. I'm slowly teaching myself more about luminosity masks. I really do like doing that because it's kind of a throwback still to me of doing dodging and burning in a wet dark room from years ago. So just as a reciprocating saw isn't a tool that I would use in each and every task of doing home improvement, when I need that reciprocating saw, it's the perfect tool for the job. And I kind of look at these plugins and applications the same way. Again, they are, if it's just for that task, it's the tool for that task. So in any case, I kind of hope that answered the question. And just on a side note, Perfect Photo Suite 7, and I'm not an affiliate. I guess I probably should sign up to be one. But it's an amazingly good product. They really did a great job with this update from Perfect Photo Suite 6. And frankly, Perfect Black and White, the new product, is worth the price of admission alone. So On1 Software, Google them. I think it's on1software.com. But anyway, you can find them. They're all over the internet. So have a great day, and we will talk to you soon.